This is the fifth and final section of Florence Nightingale in her own words. In this final section, Florence Nightingale shows why she is regarded as the founder of modern nursing.
In Florence Nightingale's time, just as in our present day, nurses were called upon to perform tasks which seemed to have nothing at all to do with patient care. Florence Nightingale was very outspoken as to what constitutes an appropriate job for a nurse to do or not to do.
I've always said that the role of nursing is distinct unto itself, different than other people who may indeed be of service to the patient. Once well trained in demonstrating the highest competence, once theories are based on data carefully collected, once nursing became a profession of well trained and well respected women, then I felt I could ask, if not demand. If one wants a housekeeper, one should hire a housekeeper, but this is not the role of the nurse, for indeed it is too expensive. But then, I might add, it is the role of the nurse to do whatever is necessary to protect the patient. And if the room needs tending to, if blankets need to be changed, if there's visible dust and there is no housekeeper available, then the nurse who refuses to do such, this person should neither be a nurse.
Were Florence Nightingale alive today, she would certainly have opinions about our current healthcare system.
That I observed, even coming home from Turkey, that one would have thought the changes we made in practice would have been easily adopted, that the results that we got, the results that were so obvious, would not have caused me to have to work so hard for the next 50 years in implementing the changes to be permanent. And indeed, I had to start over. Change does not come easy. And as I look at the current healthcare situation, it seems to me that today is not different than yesterday, that the lessons we learned indeed were hard lessons. But it seems that some of the lessons continue. Hermetically sealed windows, lack of fresh air, dust, the fighting of infection, diseases that replaced cholera, diseases that may have no immediate cure, that I've always said that it is our job not always to make the patient well, but to help the patient use well all the powers he has to reach and live to his fullest potential. The relationship between nursing and the medical community seems as strained as it was. Although I know much progress has been made, but the challenges become great. So I put upon all of you my highest level of respect. For my battles will be your battles. For the ways in which I had to constantly seek spiritual guidance and look for the truth to follow the laws of God. The laws that say that the human body just contains a soul that also needs tending. That the mind has an impact on the body the same way that the physical has an impact on the emotional. I wonder at times if the future shall look different.
The essence of the mission of the Nightingale Nurse was the task of creating an environment that would facilitate healing through the natural forces of sunlight, fresh air, pleasing sounds, and the nurturing presence of the nurse. The role of the nurse was to offer hope, compassion, and infallible competence at creating the place, space, and time for healing to occur. Nightingale's Notes on Nursing became an enduring textbook for nurses around the world. In her writing, she expressed in simple words the exacting detail of nursing ethics, purpose, and practice. Florence Nightingale was an ardent proponent of continuing education. She insisted that prevention was better than cure. She raised the awareness of public health issues. Public cleanliness, clean water, sanitation. Never before had governments taken on the responsibility for public health. She spread the message of better care for the sick through better hospital construction, better sanitation, a new viewpoint on housekeeping, and better management through the application of statistics carefully collected. Hers was a holistic vision. She envisioned a collaboration between the nurse and the doctor, realizing that it challenged attitudes that had been in place for decades. And so, just as we say that Hippocrates was the father of modern medicine, so we can say Florence Nightingale was the founder of modern nursing.
Future which I shall not see, for I am old, may a better way be opened. May the methods by which every infant, every human being, have the best chance for health, the methods by which every sick person will have the best chance of recovery, be learned and practiced. It is the nurse that is the guardian and the custodian of the healing process, if it is to be available to every patient. The truest sense of how nature works as the sole source of healing must come from the hope and strength of nursing. And lest you forget, what is most critical? It is your sense of eternal purpose. You, the nurse, and the strength with which you deliver yourself to that purpose that inspires the nature of hope.
This concludes Florence Nightingale in Her Own Words, an original production created, produced, and performed by Susan Mazur and Dallas Smith, who are the founders of Healing Healthcare Systems. For information about booking a live performance or to obtain a CD of this performance, please call Healing Healthcare Systems at 1-800-348-0799. Thank you for listening.